So all of this is happening in our country, and this poor man and others with him, he wasn't the only whistleblower, and we have an out-of-control government that continues to pay billions of dollars from us, the taxpayers, to have these people here illegally who get $9,000 to $12,000 a month plus other benefits besides the cash credit cards. And these people who are now hurting because of the horrible Hurricane Helene, and what are we doing? What are we doing? And folks, literally, some of these people, the only way into them is by helicopter. And so then you see this, where the government is purposely and proudly being corrupt, cruel, and inhuman. And so yeah, I am so fed up with Washington, D.C. And yet, how many of us will keep paying our hard-earned fruit of our labor to them? And what happens with the money that we send to Washington, D.C.? It is either used for more corrupt purposes, or it just goes to our national debt. It pays the interest on our national debt, doesn't do anything except pay the debt, the interest on the corrupt debt that these people and these crooks and criminals and thieves in Washington, D.C. have done with our money. And then they criticize me for saying that the sheriffs can save us and that the sheriffs are the ultimate authority in their counties. They are. Okay. If these people are going after me, all of them, if they will tell me then who's in charge and who's the ultimate authority in every county, go ahead, tell me. They never say who really is. Tell me who's in charge. Who's the CLEO? Who's the chief law enforcement officer? Who's the chief executor of the law in every county in this country? Let me know. And then, hey, if you let me know the truth, I'll change my mind and I'll write a retraction and I'll issue an apology.
Move to
Yeah.
Florida and sit on the beach.